Well, hello there. Welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here. If you are watching this on YouTube, you will already be seeing that I have a little guest with me today. But I also, if you are listening, I have a guest with me today. The guy who actually made the music for this podcast that we all like to bop to in the beginning and the end of it is sitting next to me today. And welcome, Oaks, to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so let's just get right into it. How do we know each other?
So Alyssa and I go way back to freshman year when we had our math class together. Sorry.
You're good.
Specifically college algebra. That was her best subject. I had a hard time.
He's trying to make me look good. So we met in math class. I didn't know it was called algebra. I was failing it tremendously. And Mr. Oaks, right next to me, helped me out a bit. A little bit.
You know, a little tutoring on the side for some extra cash.
Yeah.
Freshman needs some money. What can I say?
For some extra cash. So I figured I was a sophomore and you were a little baby freshman.
Yeah, you're right.
Which is crazy, and it was like first semester.
No, yeah, that is.
Right?
Yeah.
I know, yeah. That when you said you were a freshman, like it wasn't freshman year, but it was your freshman year.
Yeah. It was my freshman year
or something. Yeah. Okay, well, anyways, there you go. That's how we met. Great. We met from a university that we went to back in the day.
Shout out.
Okay, so now that you know how we met, great.
I feel like I butchered our origin story, low-key.
Why?
Don't you think it's fun?
No, it's what fine. Else happened?
No, I don't know.
No, you're good. Okay, so what do you do, Oaks? What is your thing? Tell us about yourself.
So what I do is mainly two things. I work with artists in, like, the rap and R&B space, like, also kind of pop, too, like, you know, dip my foot into there. And then I also make house music as an artist, aside from a part-time job, that I also work.
So tell us your origin story. Like, where are you from? Because he's not from Chicago. Like, he came from out of state. So
yeah.
Talk about that first, and then we'll talk about the music and everything.
So I'm originally from South Florida, for all of you guys that don't know. I grew up there for most of my life up until I was 18, and then I went to play soccer in Chicago.
at the university. We're not trying to expose the name, even though you can literally go on my Instagram and find it, but I just don't want to do that. But anyways, okay, yeah. So you came out here, so big difference, you're from Florida, so lots of love with the heat out there. How is Chicago weather for you?
It's, you know, it's very different from Florida. That's literally the first question everyone always asks me. I can't believe you came from Florida to Chicago. Like, what do you think of the winter? It's growing on me, you know.
Are you used to it now?
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to have seasons, you know, especially, like, coming from a place that has, like, basically a year-round summer. It's growing on me, but I do miss Florida a lot. Like, Florida's, like, the place where I think I see myself the most.
Yeah, it's your home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it makes sense for you, what you do. With, like, he's, like, surfs and does other things.
Yeah, exactly.
So it makes a lot of sense for you to stay out there.
Yeah, it's hard to surf in Chicago.
Lake Michigan.
I mean, you can. There's people that do it, don't get me wrong. But I think people would look at me a little silly if I pulled up to, like, Michigan Ave with a surfboard.
That would be so funny, though. I would love to watch that.
I could, though. That would be a good, like, stunt.
That could be, like, a little, like, in the middle of, like, winter.
It's actually a really good idea.
It's actually good, like, content.
Yeah, no, genuinely. Like,
yeah.
New, like, single. Watch me surf in a place that...
Freeze my ass off.
Yeah.
So now that you've been here for, like, you said this is your fifth year. So aside from, like, obviously I'm sure coming to college out here made it easy to, like, meet people and, like, transition and that stuff. But in terms of, like, music and everything, how did you get into music? Because you started as a student athlete. And then now you're, like, fully indulging in the music world.
Yeah, or trying to immerse myself as best as possible. But that's a great question. Thank you for asking. I'd love to share.
Yeah.
So my music journey starts my senior year of high school. I had this teacher, and his name was Mr. Maxson, and he was just, like, honestly, I mean, I'll preface by saying he's, like, one of the most just, like, unbelievable people I've met. Like, he was just a really big role model to me, especially for that year. And so he, he was actually the film teacher, and initially, like, we didn't have, like, all the equipment in there, so for the first, like, few weeks, he was, like, oh, if you got, like, you could, like, play around, like, learning music production, and so I was, like, having a lot of fun with it, and he was, like, honestly, if you want, for, like, this whole year, instead of grading you, like, on film stuff, you can just, like, do music stuff, and I'll just, like, music production, I'll just grade you based off that, and I was, like, say less, like, that would be, like, sick, and, like, I guess I never really, like, thought about how big that was, like, because that's, like, really kind of, like, when I really was, like, first got into it, and, like, and it was just, like, really helpful, right, to, like, know that I could, like, go back to class and, like, also, like, the stuff that I was, like, passionate about, I could also, like, I don't know, just go back and show my teacher. I didn't realize how much of an impact that had on me, like, in order to, like, start my, like, the process of just getting into music production. It was just, like, super helpful to have someone, like, not only that was a role model, like, encouraging me to pursue it, and, like, also not only, like, providing me the framework of, like, a literal class to just, like, pursue something that I'm passionate about, like, and get graded for it. So he was an absolute legend for that, and he really, yeah, kind of set me off on the path to just, like, teach myself, basically. Like, the biggest thing that he was preached was, like, you can just, like, learn it yourself. Like, you don't need me to teach you anything. Like, just, like, go learn it yourself and, like, come show me after. And so it, like, got me into the cycle of, like, I mean, I'd already, I guess, been used to learning music, like, because it really starts when I learned guitar for the first time. I would just watch YouTube tutorials, and that's how I became a amateur guitarist.
You can own up to it. You're not amateur.
No, I mean, like, there's a big difference between, like, well, amateur and, like, yeah. I'm an intermediate guitarist.
Okay, that's fair. And it's self-made, too, right?
Yeah, self-taught.
Self-taught, I meant. Okay, cool.
Back to the main point of it. Yeah, he set me off on that path to just, like, kind of teach myself, along with, like, a few other people that kind of, like, that were also, like, producers that were my friends in high school that could, like, also, or one of my friends specifically, was, like, extremely helpful, like, sent me a bunch of, like, drum sounds and stuff like that to, like, get me going. That led me on the path to just start learning music. And then when I got into college was when I, like, just met more friends that, like, I could just, like, play stuff for and, like, rap with, like, freestyle with, like, my roommate, and some of the other friends that I'd made that semester. And then it wasn't really until, like, sophomore year that I really, like, where I met artists in Chicago, and I kind of, like, broke into meeting, like, actual people and, like, getting into, like, the studio and just meeting all, like, the artists around here and the people that are just, like, a part of the community.
Yeah. How do you think then meeting the people that are, like, actually in the scene currently, has that helped you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It was, like, I would say, like, the most progression I had done as a producer wasn't until, like, I started, like, just hanging out with, like, artists and, like, producing for them, like, actually, like, while they're, like, literally, like, with me. Yeah, I mean, I definitely, like, wouldn't have, like, the skill set I would have, like, now, or just, like, be comfortable, like, to just bring an artist in, right, and know that I can just, like, whip something up and not, like, feel like, oh, no, I'm not gonna know what to do, mainly because I've, like, gotten the practice from working with all the artists. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That makes sense. I think that definitely learning also and while doing is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, like, so you have two different kind of genres that you work with, I feel like? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you explain that more?
Yeah, totally. So on the one side, you kind of have, like, the me as a producer on, like, just the back end. So I'm just sending out the music to artists.
And what kind of music is that?
Mostly centered around rap, like, hip, trap music, R&B, and, like, all the types of beats that range in that space. Because there's, like, so many different types of beats, mm-hmm. right? Like, every state has their own sound.
Okay.
you know, there's like West Coast beats, like the West Coast sound, the Detroit sound, the Florida sound, the Chicago sound, yeah, etc. And then on the other side is the house music, where I release stuff as the the artist, which I also enjoy a lot because I get to have like full control kind of just over the whole creative vision from start to finish, which is like cool and fun.
So going off of those things, you do a lot of traveling, right?
Yeah.
I think you do.
Yeah, give or take, yeah. For the most part. Or at least I try to. Like, that's, at least, like, going forward in my life as well, I would like to, like, spend a lot of it, like, traveling and seeing the world.
Yeah. And so you're into, I would say you're into photography. Would you say that?
Yeah, like,
Not, like, with, like, yeah, not, like a dramatic photography, but I think you...
Yeah, I'm not, like... pulling up with like a big DSLR.
Yeah.
Like, psh,
psh, yeah, but like you.
But yeah, I have a film camera and I do like do it recreationally.
Yeah. And then that's how you like design your albums and stuff? Or
yeah. For all the cover art, I use my film pictures.
Okay. Do you think that. Do you think. I'm like. I thought you were gonna say more, and then you stopped talking.
Okay, I'll elaborate on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so for all my cover art that I do, at least for, like, stuff on the house side, mm-hmm. I use, like, most, I try to use, like, most of my film pictures to just create the brand, or create the imagery behind the brand.
Okay, and what, like, what's your brand? Like, what do you kind of go for in terms of house stuff?
In terms of house, the genres that, like, my sound are in are kind of, like, it would either be, like, tech house and minimal, like, slash deep tech is what they call it on Beatport. And then I guess the other stuff would be more, like, kind of poppy, like, house, but, like, also tech house. I don't know. The whole, like, especially in, like, the EDM, like, sphere, like, the genres are so, like, convoluted, like... I mean, like, there's, like, obvious distinctions, and, like, you can tell when something's, like, techno, right, versus, like, tech house versus deep house, but a lot of, like, the lines are kind of just blurred as people get creative and make stuff.
And what is your, as of right now, what, like, little goals do you have with each, like, realm that you're in terms of house versus hip-hop? Or yeah. Not verse, but, you know.
So on the hip hop side, I think my goal or my main goal would be to get like a placement that would like secure me kind of like a contract with a label, and I would get recurring revenue from that. That's like the dream as a producer.
Okay.
On that side. And then on the other end, it would be like with the house stuff, it would be just getting up the streaming numbers, increasing my digital presence.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Do you want to share what upcoming exciting thing you have?
That is right. How could I forget?
How could you forget?
Yeah, so I actually do have a single coming out on the 27th of this month.
October 27th.
So five days from when this is posted.
Yeah, pretty much. Like less than 3 weeks.
No, wait, 2 weeks and 3 days.
Math. What happened to your math skills?
I've been out of school for like 6 months and I'm already
don't
like
don't know how to act.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, we can talk about more. We'll like plug that at the end too, your socials and stuff. That's all very exciting, and you know, rooting for you on your journey. Now let's talk about why you're really here. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, but I do have some questions I want to ask you for the guys POV, because I do get people DMing me questions that they want a guy's answer. So, are you ready?
Never been more ready.
Okay, well, I actually have a question that isn't a DM. I just have a question that I've always been curious. How do men organize, like, their life?
I think that depends from male to male. I mean, like, my dad, for example, is, like, very disorganized, but it works for him. Like, he never has, like, any problems because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, on the opposite end, like, I'm, like, extremely organized, like, OCD. Like, I like to, like, keep my room a certain way. So, I guess it's, like, subjective.
So, for, like, planning, yeah, for planning? Like, if you have to plan, like, meetings, or if you're planning, like, what?
I thought you meant, like, organizing. How do you keep, like, your space?
I didn't, but I was going to let you talk because you were answering it. I could have also specified. I've always been curious on how a guy, like, processes their day. Do you know what I mean?
I need to be, like, better about how I organize my day.
Okay.
If I'm being honest to everyone.
Yeah.
But.
I thought you thought I meant, like, physically organize your room.
Or just, like, be organized in life.
In life. Right? I do, like, mean in life, and that was part of the answer in a different category. But my main thing is, like, I just don't. I'm very intrigued because I feel like guys just live their life, like, with no structure, and it somehow works for them. And I'm generalizing, of course. But, like, for you, like, if you, like, have, like, if you're meeting, I don't know, do you meet friends for lunch? No, you guys don't do, like, you know, like, how girlies, like, go out for lunch with their friends or get dinner and get wine night? Like, when I have, like, plans like that, I, like, put it in my calendar and I, like, have, like, a system. Like, do you have a system for, like, things like that?
You know, I would like to say that if I was a responsible person and, like, probably doing what I should be doing, I would have some sort of, like, planner, like, for the week.
Okay.
Because I think that's a very good habit that people can have for, like, so many different reasons. But for me, I guess I'd be kind of winging it. You know, Apple Reminders is great. And I don't know, I guess it's just all in my head.
Okay, you just hope you don't forget it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've done it like that my whole life, so I'd hope I've gotten, like, good at remembering my schedule.
Like, if you have, like, an important, like, day or, like, an important, like,
event. For appointments?
Yeah.
Definitely, I'll always set a reminder just for, like, the morning of.
Okay. The morning of, you just make it work. It's so unhinged. Okay.
Oh, God. Everyone's going to know how.
How your mind works, your unhinged mentalities. Okay, you know what? If it works, I'm not hating. I'm simply just curious. Because that's what I figured. Like, I figured they just fucking wake up and they're like, oh, shit, I have a doctor's appointment today. Like, as a girl, I have to, like, prep, like, okay, today's Monday. On Thursday, I have a doctor's appointment, so I have to do this before. I have to do that. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like,
you have nothing else to say because you can't go against it.
No, I mean, I will say this. I like would like to be more like that.
Okay, so always room for progress.
Exactly.
Right? Always room for growth.
New Year's coming around. Resolution. Start having a planner.
Get a little weekly planner, and what would it say? Like, can you imagine, like, your day? Like, would you break it down, like, step by step, or just, like, big stuff?
I would probably do it step by step. I think it's just, like, it's really good if you want to have, like, a productive schedule, right? Because, like, if you see what you have to do and, like, you can, like, physically cross out, I think it just, like, does so much. And, like, I mean, at least for me, like, I guess I'll find myself, like, stressing sometimes because I wish I did just have it written down because I'm like, am I forgetting something? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, now that I'm remembering, I guess, like, when it came to, like, school, I would just have, like, I guess a planner, but, like, in my, like, notes, and I would just, like, write out all my assignments. So, like, I would have, like, a to-do list, but, like, I wouldn't, like, set it for, like, tomorrow and be like, all right, I'm going to do it at this time. But, like, that's really good. Like, people, I think, like, that's, like, I think it's just, like, a basis for, like, a basic, an entry quality for an entrepreneur, right? Like,
yeah, being able to. Totally.
Yeah.
Just having that discipline. For sure. Okay, I just was curious. You proved me right. So thanks. There's no structure. It's just figuring it out. I'm just kidding. No, but at least you're it's working for you.
Yeah, you got you really got me with that one.
No, and I'm not even trying
to. Oh, yeah. Fair.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So the biggest question I have girls asking, and they want a guy's POV, is on ghosting. What are your thoughts?
Like, it's fucked up. Just, like, I feel like, just, like, be honest. I don't know.
So, have you ever ghosted somebody?
No. I mean, like, actually, like, kind of, but, like, not really. It was, like, a justified, like, ghosting, right? Like, in the scenario, like, there was nothing else for me to do except for that. Because, like, we weren't going to do long distance.
Okay.
So, I guess, like, one time, kind of, but, like, not even really.
Cause,
like,
was there communication that it was done, or did you just, like, completely, like...
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I forgot ghosting
is, like, yeah, it's when you just, like, are, like...
Bruh, what do you think ghosting is? Like, you just physically leave and disappear?
No, like, you just stop talking to someone.
And you do.
No, it's just in general, like, you stop talking to someone, like, you just, like...
Yeah, but to me, ghosting is, like, just, okay, we're doing amazing, and then tomorrow's fucking... Let's say,
yeah, more severe, yeah.
Like, yeah, like, you just wake up one day, and you just, like, do not hear a single thing, like, radio silence... Like, if there was communication to that, I don't think that's ghosting. Right?
I agree.
Do you, because obviously there's different levels of ghosting. If it's, like, some girl, like, you just, like, hooked up with once. Or if it's just, like, more serious in terms of, like, you guys are consistently talking. Like, you know what I mean? There's different levels. But do you know, or have you, or do you know people who, like, will just ghost because they just, like, don't want to deal with the conflict or, like, talk to them?
Yeah, of course. So my friends.
Do you know the reasoning?
Don't give a fuck, Keisha.
No, but
I can't be on.
Why? You can swear.
No, but I can't say fuck, Keisha. That's like, they'd be like, I don't know.
Okay.
No, actually, that's fine. That's just a Vine reference. It's a Vine reference.
Yeah, you're just throwing it back. Okay, no, I need to know, is there a reasoning? Do you have a reasoning for why people ghost? Or is it just because their boys just don't want to, like, deal with it?
Yeah. I mean, like, at least, like, from my perspective, I think it's, like, a little immature. I feel like it's kind of, like, a avoiding your problems kind of thing. But, like, maybe, I don't know, teach their own. Because, like, it's also, like, could be, like, beneficial in some ways, but...
Have you ever been ghosted, like, by a girl?
Not, like... Not really, no.
Okay. So I guess you're not a good person to ask.
Yeah, actually...
For this question, which is a good thing. I'd hope, like, it's... I'd rather you...
No, I feel like, yeah, most people,
as a person,
like,
would have... What? Go.
Yeah, I guess, like, most people, like, at the end of the day, like, I feel like we didn't end on, like, a negative note.
There was at least, like, communication.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's fair. I've just, okay, I've had a few people, like, I think I have to just ask a different guy. Like, and that, I mean that in the nicest way. That's a good thing. You shouldn't, I'm glad you don't have...
Drink side fizz.
ghosting experience. But I there's someone I can ask that I know will have answers, because he does, and he's a little douche for it. You know what I mean? So that's good. You're doing good. Okay, next question is, let's go over, I'm going to ask, I didn't ask you the most iconic question that I ask every guest.
I'm so excited.
I'm so sorry. What era?
Yeah, what, am I just, like, not good enough? Like,
fuck, what era are you in right now? Do you know what that means?
Yeah, of course. I'm in touch with pop culture.
I'm just checking in.
Married to the Game.
Married to the Game, and what's the game?
The grind.
Married the to music the grind. Grind. Okay. That's fair. That's accurate.
No, but the saying is, like, married.
I know. I just need to specify, like, what game. I knew what game you were talking about. I needed it to be clear, you know?
Yeah.
So your dedication is to the game. So you're just in your grinding era. How's
yeah.
That?
It's, you know, technically I'm a starved artist, but...
No, what did I say? you're up and coming.
Up and coming you're an starved up-and-coming artist.
So you have to turn the... Switch the narrative.
Tomato.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you for answering that. I forgot. That was supposed to be my first question after we talked about how we met. But all is well. That'll just be a little trinkled in to this. Okay. The question I wanted to ask you, I'm asking every person that I talk to. All right. Tell me icks about whoever you're interested in. So icks, if you're interested in girls, what are icks about girls that you have? And, like, what is an ick to you? Is an ick, like, a physical thing? Is it, like, a tick? Is it, like, a, like...
It's, like, just, like, lack of hygiene.
Okay.
Maybe, like, being mean to their grandma. I don't know.
How would you know being mean to their grandma?
Yeah, pull up to the Thanksgiving gathering.
See the vibes.
Or the, sorry, the, Yom Kippur.
Yeah. The gathering and see the vibes. Do you if you're like talking to a girl, you don't have like an instant like, what's like an instant like yay or nay?
I mean, I guess if I'm like already talking to you, like it's like already a yay, like otherwise okay. I wouldn't be up talking to you. So on top of that,
but okay,
I guess personality traits, maybe like, I guess just like,
you could say whatever you want.
I'm trying to think of the word, I just can't remember it. It's like, I don't know, just think like that they're like, I don't know.
Keep, like, describe it.
No, actually, I don't know. What's I need to think about it, actually. Besides being mean to their grandparent and having poor hygiene.
That's the bare minimum.
I'm easy. Okay. Easy to impress. No, I'm kidding. I mean, like, I have a lot of ics. But I think a lot of my ics, like, are probably stuff, like, people wouldn't agree with me if I said them.
Say them, please. That's the point. I need to hear these. So, like, we can, like, have this discussion. Because I have specific ics, too, that I don't think everyone would agree with.
No, but, like, in a sense of, like how nice they are.
That's an ick?
No, like, I don't know if I can say them, like, in a sense of, like, because they're just, like,
can you say
objectively, like, bad. I don't know. I've never thought about it. I guess I don't have any.
You just take whatever you can get.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got arms, legs, a mouth, a functioning brain, I guess.
That'd be a minimum. We're good.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't think of an ick. Like, come on. Like, if you're talking to a girl and she's like, what, like, you don't have any vibe that's like a no? Like, what vibes give you like, nah, I'm not going to like talk to her again?
Oh, you know what?
Let's hear it.
Girls that, like, think angel numbers are true.
Why did I know it was going to be something so specific? It's just so delusional, you can't have it.
Yeah.
It's not there for you.
It's just like, get a grip.
Wake up, get a sense of reality.
I'm just kidding. I respect angel numbers. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I guess the icks are like, I don't know. I feel like I have good judgment of character, too. Like, you asked a good question that, like, helped me think about it, though. You were like, imagine yourself, you're talking to a
girl. Yeah.
What's something that would, like, gross you out? Give you, like, a, probably.
Literally.
Her breath smelled bad.
Literally the bare minimum. So you have no icks.
No. Okay, I do. If, I guess, like.
What?
Like, what would you think an ick would be, like...
For a boy?
For a girl. Or, yeah, I guess for a boy.
For a girl? You can't think of one, but you're asking me what are icks for girls? Is this amateur hour?
It's actually pro PM right now, because I'm about to give you some great answers.
Okay, let's go.
Especially after that, like, super, super, what's the word? That was, like, so witty, that remark.
What I just said?
No, my response, propium.
You're so witty.
Probably, like...
Dude, you're killing me.
What have other guys said? Stop. Say it like that.
Oh, sir. Listen to me. You know what? We're going to flip the narrative. You are such a good guy. You have no You would just live
I'm
your
an
life.
Accepting person, I guess.
You live your life loving everybody, and no one gives you an ick except for people with bad hygiene and people who are mean to their grandparents. You are an angel walking on this earth.
That's me.
You're just doing it all. Okay, we're going to skip that question because that was rough. We'll talk about that off camera.
Honestly, if you kept it at that.
I'm going to keep this part in. Okay, going off, I don't know if you're going to answer this because you just have no aches in people, so I can't imagine you have this answer. But do you have, what are red flags in girls?
Okay, that might be a little bit easier to answer.
Okay.
I think, like, an unwillingness to admit, like, fault.
Okay.
Just because, like, that was just something that I guess I dealt with in the past with the significant other. But I guess, I mean, there's a lot of red flags.
Well, say, like, some. You make up for lost time because you had no icks.
I have no icks. A lot of red flags. I mean, if she has a heroin addiction, I mean.
You go so extreme. Like, let's just. OMG.
We'll back it up a few steps.
Okay, let's go, like, in between, like, not taking fault and heroin addiction. Like, what is the in-between red flags?
I guess that would be, like, spitting on puppies.
I knew something ridiculous.
No, I'm sorry.
We're so close.
Yeah.
Come on. Reel it in.
I'm reeling it in. I guess some other red flags I could think of would be, I mean, like, how a person treats, like, just, like, their parents or, right, because that's, like, a good, like, signifier of how they're gonna treat you.
Yeah.
Down the line. Some other red flags, like, maybe, yeah, just, like, an unwillingness to compromise, like, that's, like, kind of the main thing. I feel like if someone's, like, willing to compromise, like, everything else could be, like, kind of talked through from there.
Okay.
And, like, yeah, I mean, if someone's, like, I don't know, just, like, not, doesn't seem like they're, like, level-headed, like, that would kind of, like, pull me away. But only for, like, in a relationship sense, like, not for the night, you know?
Never for the night.
Yeah.
Okay, has there been, like, have you been, like, really liking someone, and then they do something that you're like, fuck, I can't. Like, that was just, like, too much. Like, I can't even put up with that. Or, like, are you able to, like, can you kind of be convinced otherwise?
That's a really good question. How far into it are we?
In what?
Into this, like, relationship, like, in this scenario.
You're talking pretty good. Like, you're consistent.
Consistent, yeah.
Consistently talking, but you're not necessarily, like, dating, like, boyfriend and girlfriend.
And then I find out that, like,
like, but, like, you like her and, like,
they have superpowers.
Yeah, like, some insane shit happens. But, like, you like her. Okay, do you get my question, though?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess it also comes down to, like, how severe this thing is. Like, are they, like, like, are they, like, making me, like, have, like, a threesome? Or are they, like,
so is that a good or bad thing?
If it's with a girl, that's a good thing.
You said making me have a threesome. Again, I mean, you are too much. So you wouldn't have a threesome with a boy?
No, I don't think I could be comfortable with that.
But you could do two girls?
I guess.
I know, if you're forced.
Yeah, you know, if okay. I have to.
If they break your arm, make you do it. Yeah. You know? Twist your arm.
Hold me to gunpoint.
You might have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take one for the team.
So that's, so nothing's a deal breaker.
Oh, no. Okay, actually, no. There would be deal breakers. Like,
okay.
Yeah, like, I guess, like, being realistic, not joking around. If, like, I was talking to someone for a while, like, and then I found out some crazy thing, like, dependent on the severity of it, like, can we, like, accept that, like, maybe, I don't know, like, it's not for me or for you, uh-huh. It's not for both of us, so, yeah, I mean.
Okay, so I nothing, like crazy, that's, like, pretty average.
Yeah, but, like, I can't imagine, like, someone's, like, really gonna pull out of their hat, like, something that like, ridiculous. I mean, like, unless, like, they have, like, kids, maybe, like.
Okay.
I guess that would, like, be a little, like, jarring. Probably make me, like, just because, like, I think I'm not ready.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, I don't know. I think I took care of kids for a few summers, so
you maybe figure I am. It out. But you buckle down.
But I can figure it out. But do I want to like do that?
Yeah. No. Okay.
Right now, no.
Okay, so that's fair. It's just pretty average. Like, again, the bare minimum with you, just the bare minimum.
Sure.
Okay. I had another question. Okay. I have like one more question, maybe. I think. So, what apps are you on, and what do you like? What is the dating life in terms of like apps? Dating apps, I mean.
Well, in the past, I've partaken in the likes of Tinder.
Okay.
Bumble.
Okay.
And Hinge.
How do you set up your profile as a guy?
I would try to put something like that's like the equivalent of like a hook as the first picture, you know, your classic storytelling.
Okay.
Shout out Aristotle. Yeah. His I think he was the one
Okay.
Generally though, I think like he was the one that came up with the original like the plot structure.
Oh yeah, I think he was.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you like
So I stay true to Aristotle, you know. Got open up with a hook.
What's like a hook to you?
I guess a picture that's like says like that makes the viewer like see enough but not enough so that they wanna go through more of your pictures.
Okay, that's fair. And then
I'll try and keep it. No, actually, I'll let you
go. Say it.
No, I'll ask your question.
No, what are you gonna say?
I was just gonna like continue going about how I.
Oh no! Continue.
How I think about the rest of the pictures.
Okay, go.
Well, I guess like thinking, I would, and then I'd, you know, try to have some like, I worked at a camp, so some pictures with my kids. You know, I feel like
show you're a family guy.
Yeah, you know, responsible. Pictures of other stuff, what I'm passionate about. So like, I think there's like a clip of me like surfing or something, or like skimboarding or some. And then I think I had a, actually like looking back, like I think this is corny, but it was like a selfie of me with my dog.
That's such a classic. Yeah. I think every guy wants to show like a dog and then like them, yeah, like siblings. They know. Yeah, or like baby, like siblings, like cousins.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Yeah, because they know, like, that's girls. They see it.
But are they really good with kids?
Guess we'll never know. Okay, so that's, like, a classic, like, guy
POV. Yeah, it's been, a bit, so. But that's, like, remembering back, that's how I think my pictures were. And or something like that.
Yeah, like, same energy. And then what... do you think that when you were on those apps, or if you're still on them, do you think you get more girls who message you first, or do you seek them more?
Well, Bumble, of course, the girl has to message first. Yeah. And then on Tinder, I guess it's like, it was like a 50-50 for the most part, or like, no, I guess I found myself like reaching out maybe more.
Okay.
I feel like it's just like, girls expect the guys.
I think Tinder's the most like unhinged.
Yeah,
like,
Tinder's
you can just fucking go crazy and like no one cares.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Like it's less to me. Do you think are they all like hookup apps to you?
So here's how I see it.
Okay.
You have Tinder, and you have Bumble.
Okay.
And then you have Hinge.
Okay. Let's break them down.
And I think Hinge is just on top because it's like bougie Tinder. I feel
okay.
Like that's what Hinge, like, the best way to describe Hinge is, like, bougie Tinder / Bumble. But I don't know. I felt like Hinge was the best because it, I don't know, I feel like it just, like, had the best of Tinder, the best of Bumble, so.
Okay.
Shout out to the Hinge
team. If you want to sponsor me.
Yeah, seriously.
I'll get on it.
Give me some free boosts.
Yeah.
And stuff, or whatever they're called in Hinge, I forget.
Okay, that's fine. So
roses, that's what it was.
What are they called?
I think on Hinge it's like roses or something.
I've never been on Hinge. I've only done Tinder, but that was like before I was
Hinge
was
just
in
like
college.
Just, like, the aesthetic of the, like, interface. Just, like, I don't know. Just, like, more bougie.
And then, so are they all hookup apps, too? Or do you think one is more serious?
No, they're all, like, hookup apps or, like, designed to delete kind of things.
So either one.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. Now, do you ever get any, like, Instagram DMs of, like, girls hitting you up? Or do you hit up girls through Instagram?
I do not get DMs unless it's people asking if they can use my picture as a muse for their painting.
And then they ask, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then they ask for my, like, bank account information. I give it to them, you know, like, because why not? No, I'm kidding. I do get a lot of those in my DMs. But other than that, no, I don't really get hit up from girls in the DMs yet.
Now, after this, you might.
Yeah, seriously.
Hopefully, I mean. Do you ever hit up girls on Instagram DMs?
Yeah, I forgot to answer that part of it. In the past, I'll admit, I've definitely slid into a few DMs.
Yeah.
But I feel like, yeah, I don't think it's weird.
I don't think it's weird either.
It's just, like, a comfortable, easy way to, like, start a conversation with someone for, like, both ends, like.
And have you had success from those DMs? Like, do you have, like, how do you, like, do you say hey? Like, do you have, like, more, like, quirky, like, you know?
I just send a picture of.
Well, you're going to say something so ridiculous.
No, I'm just going to sound myself all mad. But, yeah, I. Wait, what was the question?
Okay, so how do you get, like, how do you get attention? Like, how do you get these girls' attentions? Like, do you have, like, a quirky, like, slide in? Do you just say, hey?
So, usually, I'll just, like, I mean, like, wait, this is DMs, not dating apps.
Yeah, we could do dating apps after.
Because different approaches, of course.
Okay, let's hear it.
But with the DMs, I mean, like, yeah, like, I feel like you can get, like, creative with it. Like, the best thing that I saw recently, he, like, got all his friends, and they, like, came together, and they, like, did a cover of, I forget what song it was, but, like, with, like, the harmonization of, like, all their voice, like, it actually, like, sounded good.
Okay.
And it was just, like, the words were, like, rearranged so that, like, instead of, like, saying the, like, the punchline, it was, like, oh, well, you're going to date with, like, me. And I thought that was, like, really cool.
Clever.
Yeah.
Is that on TikTok? Did you see that?
Probably.
I saw something similar on TikTok recently with, like, a guy group, like, playing the guitar and harmonizing and...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's many guys have done it, but I kind of get the vibe.
Yeah, but, wait, I don't, I guess, like, what I would say, yeah, if I was, like, hitting up the DMs, I'd probably just, like, try and keep it, like, light, like, not, like, do something too, like, extra, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
Not trying to, like, do too much, but, like.
Yeah, enough to make yourself
like, probably, like, a little, like, hey, what's going on, you know, nice. Maybe, like, a little exclamation point to, like, add a little bit of.
Spice.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of, like, liveliness.
Yeah.
Life.
Okay. Okay, do you think...
Personality.
Like, I've had guys who DM me and they, like, do research on my stuff first. Like, they, like, kind of, like, do, like, a quirky DM to, like, something I posted recently. Like, have you done that? Like, do you think that's valid?
So, like... I do that, but not with the DMs. Like, I would do that with the dating apps, but I guess that's, like, a smart way of, like, doing the DMs. I think it's, like, I guess, like, in my head it's a little bit weird, but it's not. I guess it's just the same thing, but yeah, like,
yeah.
Usually with, like, Tinder and whatnot, I would, like, go through and, like, if I can, like, find something that I thought would, like, be, like, a good way to say, like, a quirky comment, like, usually that's where, like, I would... I guess try and start. Unless I was, like, feeling myself, then I'd say something like...
Something douchey.
Yeah, you know, like, I'd wild out a little more, but...
Okay, that's fair. Let's see, do you have anything, like, that you think girls should know when they're, like, talking to a guy? Like, how to, like navigate that? Like what? Like just like give me a few seconds of like how guys think in terms of like with girls.
Men are simple creatures, right? You know.
Okay.
We don't ask for much.
Yeah, as we learned today, the bare minimum is all you need.
That should be the the title.
Honest to God.
Anything goes with
it. Anything goes.
I believe that's such a bad image for myself, though. But, like, I think people, like, just, like, take it as a joke and, like, good humor.
Yeah.
I think people won't even, like, take me that seriously, hopefully.
I think you'll be fine. No, I think that, I mean, I think you answered like a guy. Every answer you said it was like a boy, like how I think guys think. So if people are shocked by this, then, like, regroup because this is how they think.
Right? Oh, God. Maybe I need to do some self-reflecting.
No, it's just like I do think guys are simple, the bare minimum. If I think guys are visual, and if you're visually attractive, they'll be able to distract if you're a bitch, for the lack of better words. I think bitch is empowering.
Well, I think
guys take that.
There's beauty in like you know, you can find beauty in like different like things. You know, if like girl's more bitchy, there's like something attractive about that. But like there's also something attractive when she's like, you know, like a nice and sweet, more like I guess bubbly.
Okay. So just confirm, anything goes. you could find something in anyone.
You know what they say, she has legs and arms.
Yeah, literally. The rest you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, so you have no thoughts, no advice for girls. You said guys are simple creatures.
No, yeah, I mean, no, I could definitely help you girls out.
The expert over here, let's hear it.
I mean, in male psychology. What if I, like, give some sort of, like, some, like, guy secret?
Please.
Nah, I won't do all my dogs
dirty
like that.
Come on, now.
But, like...
What can you tell me after? Like, a guy secret?
Yeah, I honestly don't. I need to, like, think of it, too.
Bruh. You're like, I want to do my dog dirty. You just don't have anything.
Caught 4K. Literally caught 4K.
Yeah. You know, I usually don't prep my guests. I should have prepped you.
Ugh, that hurts.
I'm just kidding. You're doing great.
No, I don't know why. It's just this question. I don't know why it's just the relationship, like, these questions have just got me. Like, because I guess I don't think about this stuff, like... All right, I do. Maybe... All right, I need to, like, give a good answer for this. Like, I can't, like, not have at least, like, one...
It's, like, your last answer.
I know. I feel like... Such an idiot. I don't know. I feel like also it's just, like, every guy's so different. So, like, things that make other people tick might not make other people tick.
Well, you're speaking on your own experience, obviously. I generalize when I talk about guys and girls, but, like, I know someone else is going to relate to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Facts.
So, what are your thoughts, like, on when you're, in the talking phase? Do you think that when girls are talking to more guys, like, if girls are talking to multiple different guys... Like, do you look at the girl differently, or no, because you're doing the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, like, no, if I'm doing the same thing, yeah. But, like, I feel like that's why, like, communication is important. Like, if, like, I don't know, I guess if you're like, all right, I'm done with that, and, like, just, like, tell the other person, like, I don't know, and see if they want that, too.
Do you know of any, like, double standards with, like, dating or talking to people? Or just, like, talking in general with people, like, that you feel like are valid?
Double standards? I feel like there's a lot of guy double standards.
In what way?
You know, we're just expected to initiate everything. Because it's seen as masculine.
Are you not
And
about
I just
that?
I just don't understand these norms in society.
Okay, so you're open-minded, you're progressive.
Yeah, you know, I want to see more women hit on me.
Okay, you want to be catcalled?
Yeah. objectified a little more.
Oh my god. So women objectify him. That's what he wants. That's how he'll feel love and validation.
Please objectify me, Jesus.
Stop! Okay, we're wrapping this up with one last question. What is something you think girls should know when they are in the dating scene with guys? I feel like girls are always, like, tweaked out. They can't tell, like, what the vibe is. Like, they don't know, like, if the guy's a fuckboy. Like, what are, like, some, like, signs, or what is something that girls should know? Or, like, a little tip and trick to kind of get that sorted out?
I guess, I mean, like, I feel like some of these things are kind of obvious, like, okay. I mean, like, I feel like you can kind of tell whether, like, someone's, like, being honest or not. I mean, like, I guess with some people, like, there's really good at hiding it, but, like, I feel like you know the type of person someone is, or at least maybe you think you do.
Oh, there you go. And to the trust issues, I see.
But, I guess, like, yeah, I mean, you can kind of tell if, I'd think, like, I'd hope someone would be able to differentiate between, like, a partner that's, like, gonna be honest to them versus, like, not, but, I don't know, I guess, like, if they're, like, doing sus stuff and, like, you know, like, gone for, like, long periods of time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in, like, not, no communication.
Yeah.
But, like, not in the sense of, like...
I mean, I can't you know what I... I'm just kidding. I know what you mean. I'm totally kidding. So, if someone's gone for long periods of time...
No, but yeah, like, in the sense of, like, you know, like, they, like, leave throughout the day and they're, like, oh, like, what are you doing? Like, coming home late, I mean, like, you know, like...
Like, the basics that we see and, like, know of in terms of, like,
when yeah, people are, you like... can tell by someone's, like, behavioral patterns, like...
Yeah.
Kind of what they're doing with their time, unless they're a psychopath, then you have no idea.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me before we wrap this up?
Yes, I do have a question for you.
Okay, what is it?
If you were any animal in the jungle, what would you be and why?
A monkey. So I can just dilly-dally and swing and also, like, kind of have, like, human-like tendencies still. That's the first thought. I feel like that's the most low-key.
Very, very good answer. I could see that.
You can see me as a monkey?
Yeah.
Swinging along.
Living through life. Swinging along. Singing her song.
Living my life. Okay. Oh, I have one more question I forgot to ask you. So you have like 12 Instagram accounts. When you DM girls, which one do you use? Or all of them?
Yeah, I switch it up to like, you know.
Keep them on their toes.
Yeah, and so like no one like, you know, can like figure out like.
Keep the mystery.
Yeah, it's not like one account with like all of them. It's okay. Like you have to like slowly uncover everything, you know.
Do you have one that you, or do you just use your basic like original?
So for the most part, like, I guess I reside the most on, like, probably Ide Oaks.
Okay.
But then also Oaks, where you at? I guess I don't really go as much on, like, my main Instagram. I even, like, made it private. It's, like...
You did make it private?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious if, like, you, what account you DM girls on. Because I feel like your OG one... If you're private, it would just be funny because it's, like, a little picture of, like, baby you. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're, like, a kid, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, like, with one of your friends.
You're so right.
So, like, that would be, oh, no, I'm giving you tips and tricks.
No, that's so funny. No, but, like, I actually thought about that. Like, now you say, like, I remember, like, being, like, when people, like, find my Instagram, they're, like, going to be so confused because they're going to be, like, what the hell, like...
This fucking 12-year-old is DMing me.
Yeah, like, what's going on? And actually, so the picture, like, that is the profile picture, is, like, it's a picture of me and this kid named Hugo, and he's from France, and I haven't seen him in, like, literally, like, 15 years. But, like, mutual friends, like, have, like, spent time with him. Like, amazing dude, by the way. It was just funny because it was a funny way for us to, like, reconnect.
That is funny.
But, yeah, shout out, Hugo.
That's why I was asking, simply because of your profile picture. Okay, that's all. I'm done with the questions. If you have no more questions for me, let's plug your things. What are you up to these days?
So, yeah, you guys can find all of my house music stuff at Oaks WYA. And then all of, like, the rap slash, like, R&B stuff is on Ite Oaks. You guys can also find a music label that I co-founded with one of my best friends that I met here, and that is Lost Waves Records.
On Instagram and website?
Yes. The website is lostwavesrecords.com.
Cool. There you go. And then stay tuned October 27th for his latest single.
Yeah, be on the lookout.
And how's that? You're on Apple Music, you're on Spotify?
All of them.
All of them.
Literally. Okay. Every single one of them, Deezer, Tidal, Apple Music, Spotify. Yeah, perfect. The list goes on.
Alrighty, well, thank you for being here today. So, do you have any last words?
I do. I guess those last words would be, you can't get found if you never get lost in the first place.
Hey, did you make that up?
Yes, kind
of. Kind of.
It was giving... like, it started as kind of like an inside joke between like me and my friends, but like I actually like take
it
to heart.
It makes sense, and it fits with your Lost Waves record brand. Alrighty, thank you so much for listening today. We have a lot more fun things coming up, more guests and all the love in that realm. So please, 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 you know the drill. Follow me on my socials, share, post, all the love, like, subscribe, all the things. And then I have a link in my bio to submit some more questions you have for me or any guests that I have on the show. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you when we are on to the next episode next week. Thank you. Bye.